Welcome everybody, Shinema 1036. We're learning today Le'ilay Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisel. Le'ilay Nishmas Bli Mabas from Moshe and Lerufua Shalema Velvel Zev Ben Shendel Shtakaver Fua Shalema Psech Shachayli Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer. Okay, so I want to read a little bit from the Sefer Klolim. Sefer Klolim is, there's quite a number of Sfarim, they're blue Sfarim. They're classified under the Sefer Klolim. Now, Rabbi Felberger, Shlitas, they wrote on various different malachas, not all, some of them, but the ones they wrote is really, really good stuff, and they explain it very well. And Koitzer happens to be one of the malachas that they did write about. So I want to explain a little bit from the Sefer Klolim. Now, he makes a distinction of between the malacha of Koitzer and the malacha of Goizes, sharing. Okay, so what do we mean? He says like this, Koitzer, Oiker is, what is Koitzer? Oiker davar migedulei, you uproot it from its nourishment, from where it's getting the nourishment, from the place where it's growing. Where it's getting the nourishment. Afilu im einay mechuba lekarka, even if it's not connected to the ground. It's an important thing to keep in mind because we're going to see by flower pots. There's possible flower pots that have a hole on it, on the bottom, and some don't have a hole. We'll see how that comes into play. There's a whole thing in the Shulchan Aruch, how to work that. Sometimes you can move it, sometimes you can't. Depends where it's sitting. Okay. So he says, kol pa'ula sha'oikar dova migedula, any type of an action whereby one is removing plantation from its nourishment, from its nourishment source, where it's getting this nourishment, bechlal melachas koitzer, falls under the category of koitzer. The Sefer Shabbos Home actually translates it as from the source of growth, from the nourishment, be it as it may, that is what the melach of koitzer is, which we've spoken about, of course, in the last few shiurim. V'atam shegeder melachas koitzer einoi rak k'tziris davar hamachubar lekarka. So we want to keep in mind that it's not only something that is attached to the ground. In other words, something attached to the ground, something attached to a tree, like a branch, pulling off a fruit, uprooting grass. These are all we understand. That's attached to the ground, even though you'll say, well, an apple's attached to the tree, but the tree's attached to the ground. But not just that, but rak hagedoras, he says, what the koitzer is all about, oikar dava migedulai me'amachubar shesham nizgadol, from the attachment whereby it is actually getting the nourishment and growing. Okay, so what I want to just explain today is that is what koitzer is all about. Now, there's another malacha called goizes. In other words, what are we saying? We're saying that koitzer is whereby you uproot something from its source of growth, from its nourishment, source of growth, whatever. So, let's say I pull out one of the hairs from my head, or pull out hairs from any part of my body for that matter, right? I'm actually pulling out the hair from its source of growth, right? Where does the hair grow? On the head. You can't have hair grow on your desk. You can't have hair grow on the floor. Hair grows on the head, hair grows on the arm, hair grows on different parts of the body. So now, when I pull out a hair from any part, let's say somebody pulls out from their head their hair, a piece of hair, right, a strand of hair, so they're actually removing it from the source of growth. The same thing by nail, right? Somebody, let's say, bites their nail. Somebody pulls off a piece of nail. Somebody pulls off a cuticle, one of these, you know, part of the nail sticking out. Somebody pulls off a piece of skin. So really, I'm detaching that part, even though I'm detaching it from a body, right, from a human body, but I'm removing it from its growth. So Is that the Isra of Koitzer? In other words, every time I pull out a hair from my head, am I over the Isra of Koitzer if it's one of the Lamatas Malachas? So the answer is no. There's a separate Malacha that's called Goizes, which we did not talk about yet. It's called actually Goizes shearing. It's shearing wool, which we did not talk about yet. And it's also, it sort of runs along the same, runs parallel to Koitzer to an extent along the same highway, but a different road, if you want to call it. And Goizes is actually, so how he explains it, does he say for Klolim that Goizes, he says like this, Hevdol bein melachas koitzer l'melachas goizes. There's a distinction between the melacha of reaping and shearing. So he says like this, he says, koitzer hu begidulei karka. When we talk about koitzer, it's something that grows from the ground. It's not lav dafka that you have to actually uproot it from the ground. In other words, doesn't it bedafka have to be attached to the ground? But it's something that the source of nourishment eventually, if you go down, comes from the ground. Whereby he explains, whereby by goizes, from the melacha of goizes, shearing, hu bebali chayim. That has to do with a living creature. Lav dafka human, it could be an animal too, right? If I go to an animal, I pull out a hair, that's also part of the melacha of goizes. If I pull out part, that is actually what the melacha of goizes actually was, the shearing of the wool from the sheep and so on. So even though it's actually, I'm removing something from its form of, from its place of growth, from getting the nourishment, which is when I shear off the wool from the lair, from the sheep or whatever, or if I pull out a hair from my head, these things, I'm removing it from the source of growth, but it's a totally different malacha, and it's actually one of the lamentous malachas. So it's an important thing to keep in mind the distinction, even though they're both, whether I pull it out from the ground, I pull something out from the ground, I uproot something from the ground, it's one of the lamentous malachas of Kaitzer, or whether I pull something out from the human body, like a hair on somebody's head, I pull out a hair from an animal, I pull off a cuticle, a piece of nail, or whatever the case is, that it's also removing, but it's a separate malach of goizes. And on the goizes, we're going to see, again, we're not learning goizes right now, but I just want to explain, on the malach of goizes, we're going to see this, it's not just pulling off hair, nails, it's a question of, we have to learn about biting nails, right, how to work with biting nails on Shabbos, when it's not allowed to bite the nails on Shabbos, pulling off pieces, sometimes you have hanging pieces of skin on the lips, sometimes, especially in the winter, people have, you know, they bite off little pieces from the hanging skin from the lip, or so on. Mishabura says that you can do. That's all falling under the malacha of goizes, because again, it's a balechaim, it's a human, either a human or a animal. When you're removing from the source over there, it falls under goizes. So it's a very interesting thing. We've spoken about in the past where we have malachas that are brother and sister, sort of like we've spoken about many times, which we just finished. We spoke about mavir and mechaber, right? Lighting a fire and putting out a fire. It's basically exact opposites. We spoke about boin and sois, building and destroying, which of course are exact opposites. We spoke about sowing and tearing, also opposites. So there are various different malachas that come into play that are very close to one another, but they're actually opposites. Over here we see koitzer and goizes, the koitzer, the reaping, and the goizes, the shearing, are very close, but they're not opposites, they're actually run down the same, they run parallel. But it's just one is the koitzer, is the uprooting from something that grows from the ground. It does not have to be bedavka from the ground, like we said. It could be from a tree, it could be flower pot, which we'll talk about all these things. And that's koitzer, and the goizes, which is a totally separate malacha, that's the point I want to make, has to do with removing items from its growth, hair, nails, and so on, from the human body, or from possibly from an animal, from a balei chayim. That's how he touches it up. There's a sefer klalim from a balei chayim. So it's an important distinction to keep in mind, even though, again, koitzer and goizes are extremely similar. We're going to talk about some things will cross a little bit, but in general, it's a totally separate malach of goizes, which we have to talk about, which applies a lot more, obviously, which applies to the human body, which one has to be careful. That's more of an indoor malacha, which we'll get to down the road. Okay, thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha. Kol tov.